Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of September 26th through the 30th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Economic activity was a little better in the second quarter than originally calculated. The quarter grew 1.4% rather than the 1.1% growth estimate from the prior month. There were smaller drags from inventories, structures, and equipment, plus an uptick in net exports. Bolstering the hopes of a strong consumer, the Conference Board's Index of Consumer Confidence jumped in September to the highest level in 9 years. Housing, however, continues to disappoint as new home sales fell nearly 8% in August. On a more positive note, core capital goods orders rose for the third consecutive month and raises some hopes for future business equipment investment. Manufacturing is still struggling, and this week we'll get a peek at the manufacturing sector's results for September. The PMI index fell below 50 in August, and weakness was confirmed with declines also seen in industrial production. We think September was slightly better for production, and the index may rise above the 50 mark. Employment rose by 151,000 in August, and we project a slightly better increase for September. Solid economic results are expected for the third quarter, as consumer spending held up, albeit at a slower pace than in the second quarter. Also, production should see a slightly better quarter on the resumption of a somewhat more normal inventory environment. August was a weak month for economic indicators, but we view it as a soft patch, not a trend. September data is expected to be modestly better. Last week's data highlight looks at new home sales. New home sales continue to show volatility, falling 7.6% from July to August, but remaining up on a year-ago basis by more than 20%. Sales equaled an annual pace of 609,000 units in August. Despite the leveling off in sales, inventories are still trending up. There were 235,000 new homes for sale in August, up nearly 2% from July, and up more than 8% from last year. The inventory-to-sales ratio came in at 4.6 months of sales, still down by more than half a point from year-ago levels. The historical average of inventory before the recession was roughly 300,000 units. We are well below that right now. New home sales are volatile, with large jumps month to month. In the long term, housing supply will respond to demand, but many homeowners are still reluctant to sell. Also, first-time buyers have a large amount of debt and are having a hard time coming up with the money needed to start the home buying process. On the international front, activity in China's manufacturing sector expanded again in September. The official PMI index stood at 50.4, unchanged from August, but still over the expansionary 50 mark. In an encouraging sign, new export orders increased in September from 49.7 to 50.1. The pattern over the last few months suggests an economy that is growing. However, a growing dependence on government spending and an overheated property market may pose increased debt risks. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we get the September ISM Manufacturing Index released on Monday, October 3rd at 9:45 a.m. We expect the index will rise from the August reading of 49.4 to something just above 50. We think production picked up slightly in September from a weak August. Manufacturing continues to struggle, but the headwinds from inventories and energy are slowly diminishing. The outlook is still positive, but weak through the remainder of the year. August construction spending will also be released on Monday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. Construction spending has been positive in both the business and residential sectors, albeit at a slow pace. The public sector has been negative. September vehicle sales will be released on Monday, October 3rd at 4 p.m. We expect sales to show a small increase from the 17 million seen in August. The consumer took a break in August, but we think there might be a small rebound for September. Factory orders will be released on Wednesday, October 5th at 10 a.m. Orders should be faintly positive in August, with the durable goods sector remaining unchanged and only a small positive contribution expected from non-durables. The good news is in core capital goods, which has increased 3 months in a row. And finally, September employment will be released on Friday, October 6th at 8:30 a.m. We expect the report to show that employment grew by 170,000 jobs in September. Payroll growth is starting to slow as the economy reaches full employment, but it should still expand enough to slowly bring down the unemployment rate. This week, you will find FTR CEO Eric Starks speaking at the Southwest Association of Rail Shippers semi-annual meeting this Thursday, October 6th in sunny Glendale, Arizona. Eric will be giving an economic update from a transportation perspective. He kicks off at 9 a.m. local time. And joining Eric in Arizona will be our rail equipment expert, Dick Kloster. Dick will be addressing the tank car market at 3 p.m. later the same day. If you are attending the SWARS event, I hope you are able to catch both of their sessions.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com. Or go to FTRIntel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.